in the 757.
Here we are, everybody, the after show, but later, episode number 215. It's your boys D, it's El Kukui, and we are here on the weekend of thanks. So we are the after show, but thankful this week.
Action de gracias de día.
Yeah, I call it día de pavo. I think a turkey is a pavo, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, what's up?
You know, it's been driving me crazy. I'm gonna say I don't mean to be a poor sport. It just seems like this year it got taken way out of control. And I don't even think I can do
Day Parade or what?
No, I liked that. I watched that one on Telemundo, bro, for like 4 hours. I was all hungover because we went out the night before.
And that
shit was on Telemundo for like 4 hours and shit. It was in all Spanish, but you know, some of the like the when they interviewed the floats or whatnot. But
they interviewed the floats?
Yeah, bro.
They were like, hey.
And float. I think one of them had a gimp hand, didn't they? Did you see that one?
I did it.
Charlie Brown or something. He had like a fucking man, like his shit was all fucked up, like it got deflated.
Nah, I only seen a few minutes of it on TikTok.
Yeah, but no, one thing that I don't know. Tell me if you notice it as much this year or not. Is everyone doing the gobble voice?
What do you mean? The
or whatever the hell they're doing and shit. The turkey noise.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't noticed it. Actually, you know what? I feel like in past years I heard it more. Because Covino and Rich were always doing it on their show.
Well, but now they've got three shows. So right there, it's tripled. Because if you think Rich is only doing that on the Patreon, you're mistaken.
But I don't even remember them doing it this year that much. So
Rich Davis? Oh, he's Captain Gobbler.
Oh, really? They were dropping. Doug, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a blank right now. But
he was getting Nicole to do it on Have Smut, they said. And Rich was going for it.
I think I heard that one, if I'm not mistaken.
Bedroom gobble, wasn't that called the bedroom gobble?
That I did hear that. You're right.
I mean, have you ever? Okay, so let me ask you this: if it hasn't been taken out of control, have you ever heard someone talk about the bedroom gobble?
Nah, not until Rich Davis.
I'm just saying. But how was your turkey day?
Cool. It was actually really chill. It was cool. Freaking went to some friends' houses and got to, I don't know, it was cool. Nothing crazy. I actually,
He is the gobbler.
That night, I think I ended up going out and seeing Luis and his family.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty cool, you know.
I saw some people yesterday.
Dog, I was telling fucking Luis yesterday. I'm like, because his dad has a heavy accent, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and he loves me like his own son. He even was telling his sisters and shit when they came. He was like, "Mija, this is my other son," and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
So so Luis had he had a couple of drinks or whatever. And then you know, but just to in general, you know, it wasn't because of that. His dad was like, when I was leaving, he was like, "Mijo," he's like, "you take care of my boy." And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay. And he may have had a few drinks in him too. And he was like, and he's got a heavy accent and English isn't his first language. So he's like, "Mijo, you take care of my boy or I fuck your ass." I was like, that means something different to us, but I know what you mean.
Yep.
Oh
yeah, you don't want that to happen either which way. It don't matter, right? Any meaning that he meant from it is not good.
Yeah, right. No matter what it was. So oh man.
Message received.
Fucking tuned in, dog.
I bet. So I'm tuned in.
So what's going on?
I you want to get into a hard hitting one real Let's quick? Go. How long until they have to rebrand Thanksgiving? Think about it. They made the Redskins change their name. The Indians had to change their name. The Chiefs are probably next at some point. They're fighting it, but at some point they got to go. And if they're willing to do that just because it upset people, imagine like, I don't know. What do you think? How long until it happens? Or do you think it happens at all?
I don't think it happens at all, But I do think, wait, what was your original question?
Do you
Is
think
it
they
gonna like
re
go away? Oh,
no, do
rebrand.
they rebrand? They're yeah, they got a 10-hour Macy's Day Parade, and there's way too, they're never sell another turkey a day in their life. Like, there's way too much money involved, so it won't go away because that's just not how corporate America works. But they do like to pretend like the past doesn't exist and do like a total makeover, a rebranding. Which for me to enjoy it, I've already kind of had to do that mentally. Like, I can't think about it the way that they think about it. I have to think about it like, this is just a cool day that we get off that, for messed up reasons, but I get to hang out with my family and spend time with my family.
No, 100%. But yeah, no, I think a rebranding. No, I don't think. Okay, let me answer that. I don't think it's gonna be rebranded. I did for a second, but the only reason I don't is because it in the word it's not like thanks pilgrims or some shit or thanks Indians. You know, it's like Thanksgiving. So I just feel like it's enough separated, like the Commanders, you know, the freaking Guardians and all the, you know, Redskins, Chiefs, like all these, you know, have not the Guardians and Commanders, but I'm saying like that's why they were changed because they have that in the name. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think a rebrand is actually in order, but I don't know. We'll have to see over the next like 10 years or so.
What about taking the original story out of the history books?
I think they
Or
may do that.
maybe not emphasizing it as much.
I think they might alter it. I mean, because as kids, we didn't really hear like the actual story, you
No.
know. So think about how much it's changed since we were kids and what kids are hearing nowadays in their Thanksgiving shit, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that may be altered more. So yeah, I definitely can see that.
Yeah, no, you know, it's just whatever. It is what it is. Just had to ask a little hard-hitting question to start the show. Never hurt nobody. So, what you got, man?
Dog, honestly, I don't have a whole lot. And I tried there was another word that I was gonna make fun of Spot for this
Okay.
week. 'Cause you know, I mean,
For trunking.
every week he has trunkin', allocated, no, not all, I forget what the word was.
Allocated IDO.
Yeah, it was that one last week. And this week, when he had a word, I was about like, oh, cool, this is what we're gonna use this week. But
Ooh.
Covino and Rich seemed like it was nothing too. So maybe it's just my ignorance. I'm sure there's some
Okay.
smart people in chat, like Lisa and Louise and Funky Monkey and all these people who are smarter than I am.
Amalgamation?
Amalgamation. Dang, that was, how'd you remember
Dang,
that?
Lisa's on it.
Oh, it was. Dang.
I can't take credit. I just read the
Well,
chat.
I thought you pulled up like your
No,
notes or
I
something
read the
from last week.
chat.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm no liar, liar, pants on fire. I read the chat. Just saying.
But I forgot what I was even talking about, dog, to be honest.
Amalgamation. Spot's word. Covino Rich just went with it.
The word that
Come
he
on, bro.
had
Who's
this
tuned in?
week,
Me or you?
the week, the word that he had this week was colloquial.
That mean.
Is okay, thanks.
And
Colloquial.
just for you people out there, before I get any pushback about not knowing these crazy ass words, we have to. I won't knock someone for knowing it because, again, I'm out here on the West Coast, Cali. I lived in Northern Cali. I'm in Central Cali. I've lived in the Central Valley. I've lived in Oregon. I never heard some of these words. So I don't know. I'm just going to defend myself right now. If I haven't heard it, I've made plenty of money. I know plenty of successful people. I know plenty of people in the hood. I don't know. We don't use it. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying like it's just my ignorance. I mean, I probably should because they were all talking about it like
You know what? Through this much time of life, if I ain't used it now, I don't need it. I'm good.
yeah.
Even like amalgamation, I don't even know what that means. But why should I care?
Oh, I kind of like that.
Is that
If
we're gonna help me
I've made
close the
it.
deal? Because that's where I'm at with it. Is knowing the definition of amalgamation or the one you just said a couple seconds ago, is that gonna get in the way of me closing a business deal? No. So I'm good.
They might if they reach out their hand to you and they go, "Are we colloquial?" And you're
Is this
like,
an official amalgamation?
is this amalgamation colloquial?
Yeah,
If they
no,
do
sir.
that, then you might, you are, you know what? I probably shouldn't be working with you guys.
But for the sake of conversation, I do like to bring it up and have these conversations, but it probably won't retain much of it. The definitions.
So oh, they would
after
really
the show, I'm done. I won't know again.
Dog, they would really throw you off if they were like, is the truncated amalgamation colloquial? You're like, oh, right. Okay, never mind. Not today. Not today.
No chick that you're trying to mac out at the bar is gonna hold you hostage over not knowing amalgamation or truncated.
Oh, you know what? It's funny. You just made the same point that Joe Rogan made recently.
But maybe Trunk ate it.
Well, Doug, freaking the other day, somebody was saying something about...
Me either, Lisa.
I forget who it was. Oh, yeah. It was Ralph Barbosa. He was on Joe Rogan.
I like Ralph.
And so he had said something about you using fancy words like to impress girls. And then Joe was like, you don't want to impress those girls. He was like, because... if they use those words, it's like most likely like they're not the if the chick is impressed by that, then I mean that's kind of something weak to be impressed by, you know? So yeah, it was kind of how you just said it, but I fucked it up.
Well, be proud of your vocabulary, because what people don't understand is the words that you choose to use and the way that you choose to speak is a representation of your story. That's like where you've been. It's a representation of your story. And again, if you need to learn something for a job or a position, or like for me, I'm just trying to be fluent in Spanish, so I keep working on learning that because that's something that I desire. Cool. But I've gotten by just fine with the Spanish I know my whole life. You know what I mean? It's just it tells your story is what it is. The way you speak tells your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does 100%. But
even like Shinfo. It tells that we listen to Kavi and Nussies. I use some of their words. You know, that tells part of my story. Like, hey, where'd you get that from? Oh, I listened to a show called Covino or Rich.
Yeah.
Tells part of my story.
You know what?
What?
When I was at work one time, this is probably 4 years ago. And there was somebody that there was a word we used like that, like a Covino and Rich one or a reference or something. And the dude, he was our photographer for the time. Or at the time, he was our photographer, who's actually the husband.
If I do this, I block out the white. See?
Oh, okay. There you go. Just be like that the whole time. Well, he was like the husband of my former teacher, right? He had made a comment, or I had made a comment, or something, and we were like, "Oh, you listen to Covino and Rich? Oh, you listen to Covino and Rich?" Like it was so. It's just cool, man. And speaking of which, I might run into a Carl tonight. My daughter's got something she's got to go to, dance related, and I think Dave might be there, a local Carl. So,
oh, that's cool.
But anyway, dog. Besides colloquial, I mean, what else was there? I mean, there was like five dudes in a hot tub. Overpromised.
I'll run through some quick ones if you want. We'll start.
We don't
got
to
go.
We don't got to be quick because I don't have a whole lot to be honest.
Hey, no, we'll start with those two. So, overpromised. They said that Thanksgiving Eve is the busiest bar night of the year, right? Because everyone's coming into town, and you know what I mean. Like, so what? In your experience, what do you agree with that?
You know what, that first got on my radar like years ago, with them saying that. And when I was younger and was out at the bars and shit like that, it was, I think, the busiest night of the year, like 100%, and. But, you know, since I've gotten a little older and, you know, living more of the family life, I'm not really like out going crazy during that night anymore. But I was out this Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I wasn't like out like crazy, but it was busy, not as busy as I remember it, but I don't know, I could be wrong.
Oh, I went out this Wednesday and I see Lisa. She says college days Wednesday was a big night. And I agree, because it's almost like even if some people leave, like Lompoc's not really a town people move to for the hell of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they usually move away, if anything. You know, I'm one of the rare breeds because, I mean, some people, I guess, recently for some of the industries that have kind of thrived here have moved from other
Rocket
places.
Rocket launching.
Yeah, you know, I'll kind of, there's military and whatever. Let me take that statement back. With that being said, it seems like everybody came back Wednesday night because it was cracking. I was there, Bigotes, Miguel, Alex. We call him Albie. But anyways, it was cracking and it was lit. I mean, it was popping. I don't know. It's just crazy. They talk about it. It happened. I don't know how to bring it up.
Yeah. You know what? Like some of the things that, you know, you said they brought it up, and I was like, they've been bringing that up, that point, for years. There's things that they do, games that they play and stuff that I kind of miss, and it sucks because, like, since times are changing, they're never going to come back.
Duty Time but, Tales?
No, I'm sure they can even drop those once in a while, but things like on Martin Luther King Day, they used to always play Name That Black Guy. And it wasn't it wasn't racist.
I'm not saying it was. I'm good with the change on that one.
Yeah.
Well, because it's if anything, like, they stop for a reason, so this is nothing against them. And but you know, it's, you know, have a little self-awareness. They're just, and self-awareness is increased.
But that's what I'm saying, is that it's changed because of the times.
Right.
So, but I always thought it was like a cool, fun game that they would play.
But let me ask you something. When something changes for the times, do you really look back and, you know what I'm saying, like, appreciate when it wasn't like that? I mean, don't you say, hey, maybe we're long overdue?
I mean, not for a game like Name That Black Guy. It was just a fun game.
Well, I'm not saying for that example in particular, but when times do change.
Yeah, for the most part, I feel you. Yeah, no, 100%. But I'm just like, man, there's like things like that. Like, I don't even know if they'll really say Nussie anymore, you know? And that was, like, part of their shit.
Well, I don't see something wrong with that.
But they might be like, oh, well, I mean, Nussie, they're trying to come from Hussie.
Like, I feel like it's almost trendy. People are throwing around the B word these days.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the B word thrown around more now than ever in life. So I think Nussie's the least of their worries.
Yeah, but I see, but I know why they wouldn't want to, because it's harmless, but kind of comes from hussy, kind of coming from, like, you know, provocative, well, you know, whatever.
Let's call it for what it is. Their branding now is on a different level with different opportunities.
Yeah, 100%.
Not trying to jeopardize any of that. I mean, they're not in their 20s and 30s anymore. You're not supposed to act like that. You're not supposed to be in your 40s and do shit that, you know, was maybe cool at the time, and now you're like, maybe I shouldn't have did that in your 20s. I mean, do you want 20s results, or do you want mid 40s results?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm just thinking of shit that they did back in the day that they're not doing anymore, or they, you know,
but like, the brand was Maxim. Yeah, there's certain things that are,
I know why it changed. I'm just saying there's things that I miss.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
Yeah, because, no, I get it. I understand why. But I was just thinking of, like, when they would drop, like, their Lee jokes, right? I think those were kind of cool. And I think the reason why is because, like...
Let me state something for the record and for the facts. Mm-hmm. Although, like, even the Lee jokes, we're probably at a time where it's not all right.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, anyone that knows me from my Marimani days, in my neighborhood growing up, and I get it, I'm not saying this was right, I'm not saying it. Again, this was just my experience, and I'm telling the story. Mm-hmm. Okay. Every word was a freebie but one.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't fucking matter where you were at. There was one word that was forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Vegan?
Yeah.
but you know what, though? Yeah, it's look funny. At
Bo.
You know what?
See, ask Bo. Bo's right there. Columbus Ward. Hey, there was one word.
Is this really live? Hey, Columbo's asking, is this really live? We're responding, so yeah, we are.
But for reals, in our neighborhood growing up, there was one word. You would get your ass whooped if on site. No questions asked. People would start swinging. One word. Anything else? Every other word, you could go for it.
Yeah. And
I'm not saying it was okay. I'm not saying it was okay. I'm not saying that. It was okay then. It's probably good that it's not like that no more. But that's the way it was.
You know, it's funny because we talked about a little bit before we actually started recording about slang and things that, you know, they were talking about it last week, and we didn't even bring in things that we use on the show here. Like you mentioned, what, getting tuned in? Another one.
Slang?
Another one, yeah, is just like we mentioned, the Lee jokes, right? If you're not a Carl fan, you don't know what a Lee joke is. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that is kind of Covino and Rich slang too, you know, like the listeners have their own little vocabulary, you know, and like the Nussie and things like that, you know.
Look, Lay, hey, look at Keebler. He wants to talk about Power Book. You ain't watched it yet, have you, D?
Nah, but I see Joey freaking mentioning it quite a bit, so he digs it. I know he does.
Yeah, no, Powers, hey, that shit's tight. Hey, you don't watch it or what?
Oh, no, I was reading Columbo's shit. He said, I am, everybody too soft now. But he's saying, I get what he's saying, but I think he's free to use it, you know? So that's
well, everyone is soft. I mean, I agree. I mean, the thing is like, the one thing about life that I have trouble balancing, understanding is, I get it. Everyone's has feelings. No one person's feelings are more important than the next feelings. And why would you intentionally try to hurt someone's feelings? You're just being an asshole. I get it. But when people didn't give a fuck, it seemed like we had half the issue. And I'm not saying it was right. But like now we're focused as a society on every person's individual feelings, that it's, in my opinion, kind of altering the way we function as a whole. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And the one thing that I think is that has gone away, and I mean, it, like you mentioned earlier, could be for good, because you know, not everybody has the same motive or intent or whatever, but the intention behind shit, like if Covino and Rich had their Lee jokes or their name that black guy or whatever, it was kind of like in good fun, you know, it wasn't malicious. And it kind of sucks that they've taken intent out of everything. If it's said, it's said or done or whatever, even if there was no bad intention, because there's a possibility of somebody getting hurt or whatever. But I think intention should go a lot further ways than it actually does, you know?
Yep. I mean, I don't know. Anyhow. But yeah, no, Joey, I don't think Rich would watch it. I don't think he would. Covino might. I'm telling you, Power, 50 Cent's onto something with that series. And the original one's tight. They got the Tommy spinoff. They got his son's spinoff. And then they got the Kanan spinoff. They're all dope, I'm telling you. But yeah, yeah. Lisa said you can't detect tone. I mean, she's right.
Yeah, you can, but if it's something like Covino and Rich, you know, they're not being mean about it, you know?
No, but I think it's also maturity too that they said, you know, hey, probably not a good look, and you know, and they kind of get away from it. And you know that they didn't just get away from it because they don't want to get in trouble. Like, I think they've evolved.
I think so too. That's a great point. Is that I'm sure there was a little intent, you know, where they're thinking maybe we should whatever. But I think just like words we use a lot of times growing up, like saying, hey, you know, El Cucuy, stop being a gay slur or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, people don't really drop that shit anymore. So it's not even about a malicious intent or, I mean, a conscious thought. It may even just be that they've changed with the times, which is kind of cool, because it's better than them saying, you know what, we can't use this anymore and blah, blah, blah. Then like there's kind of like, well, why can't we use this or whatever?
But well, the they children just kind of help you. The kids help you, though, because that's when your kids come home with these issues from school and like, you know, and they're really hurt. Or if you got a fucked up kid, they really hurt somebody else. And then you start to understand, because you start to see innocent children being affected by that stuff. And you're like, oh, well, you know, and maybe I better fucking change my shit.
Oh, I didn't even know Lisa was down with Power, Family Business.
Power. I'm telling you, Power is the shit. I'm telling you, BMF. Hey, people are sleeping on that.
Yeah, no, I feel you 100%. But you know what? Speaking of, I was gonna make a joke, but it wasn't even funny. But anyway, Covino and Rich spent last weekend in Denver, and they got to chill with Handsome Gabe and Drew Mack, Jaime Tavares, Mauser.
All in the hot tub too, except one.
So, what was your overall thought about that weekend? Do you think Rich was being a little hard on Covino? Do you think Covino was being too sensitive when it came to them talking about watching and, you know, noticing his every move? Rich had sweatpants with stains on them and he wore them to freaking a football game. There's so many things about the weekend. So what are your takeaways from their weekend?
I'm not wearing sweatpants stains to a football game, but he can wear out. We can go. He can wear whatever he wants. That's on him. He's the one with the stained sweatpants, not me.
That's a
I'm
great
not
point.
probably. I'm probably not hopping in a hot tub with five of my buddies. I don't know. I'm not saying I won't get in the hot tub, and it wouldn't be like as big a deal, I guess, if one of your buddies was there and it was a big ass hot tub, and that fucker's way over there, and you're way over here. But I
he's
mean,
way over there.
Well, bro, if you can fit five, it's safe to say you could probably fit two comfortably without it being weird. But I'm not really trying to be in a hot tub with five dudes.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Covino on that. And maybe I'm the exception, like Covino's the exception, because obviously if there's six of them and he's the only one, then it's kind of a Covino issue, maybe. I don't know. And maybe so I'll take the same responsibility. Maybe it would just be a me issue. Maybe if me, you, Columbo, Tip Dog, and fucking Goldie were all kicking it, I'm the only one not in the hot tub. I don't know. But that's just, I don't know. That's too, I don't know. I'll be out there. I'll smoke a blunt. And then when you guys are done, I'll get in. How's that?
When we're done.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I wouldn't use the hot tub, but I'm definitely probably not hopping in with handsome Gabe, Drew Mack, you know, and
why was there a Drew Mack?
Davis? I don't know. I'm just not, bro. I'm not getting in a hot tub with those dudes. Sorry. Yeah. Nothing against them. Don't know them. It's not nothing personal. Just not, I probably ain't doing it.
You know what? And I can't give you a solid answer right now.
He's with me, bro. I'm just not doing it. Cool.
Yeah,
and it's
no,
not, and it's not like a phobia type thing. Like I said, if it's big enough and we can sit in there without rubbing toes, I mean, I might get in it. It depends. You know what I mean? But no, I'm not. If we're elbow to elbow and kneecap to kneecap, you can count me out.
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been presented that situation. And I'm trying to think. I'm trying to get, like, honestly, like, I feel like the cool answer is just right. Like, no, nah, I wouldn't.
Lisa said it perfect. Hot tub the size of a pool. If that bad boy's 16 by 30, you can have eight dudes in there and I'm all right. I'll keep my space and do my thing and we're good, you know?
No, hold on. All kinds of wrong. I play the games. Well, no.
Right.
What I was saying
and,
is like,
and I think she's right on that. It's different. If you played in the game and you're hurting and you're sore after a football game, and hopefully the NFL would have ample space. I'm sure you're not going to have your own mini tub, but that's different. I'll sit in a sauna. That's different. You know what I'm saying? But hot tub, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know my answer. If the opportunity never ever presents itself, I'll let you know what I ended up doing.
I'll tell you this. Tell you this. I've traveled many a times with Tip Dog and traveled sometimes with Columbo, traveled sometimes with Mito. We've shared rooms, never shared beds, and we ain't ever shared a room that had a fucking hot tub in it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Covino and Rich, they did share a bed in Denver.
That's on them.
Or somewhere. I don't know.
I'm no judgment here. I'm just stating my story.
Yeah, no. You know, I'm trying to think too, though. You know what? I don't know. Hold on, my shit fucked up. Okay. I don't know how different it would be depending on the people. I'm like, if it was me and fucking like Luis and I don't know. I'm trying to think of like my best friends, you know, like my friend Nico. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. But if it was like dudes, maybe, like, I probably would. I'm not saying I would. I'm not saying I wouldn't. But I'm like, I just feel like there's definite no's where if there was like, I guess, friends of friends and like everybody kind of came to kick it, I feel like that would be a definite no. Like, I don't really know this dude. Like, that's a little weird to me, you know? Or right. I don't know. So I don't know. But maybe one day it'll present itself and we can both come back with an answer. You're like, you know what? I said I wouldn't. It happened. I didn't. Cool. And I might come back and say, hey, I was unsure. And now I feel definitely no, that's fucking weird. Or I would. It's kind of cool. Or I did or whatever, you know? So who knows?
Well, anyway. then Columbo said, if you read his comment right there, it's used by everyone, but not cool to say. And then gay, it's crazy because it hurts a lot of people's feelings. And that's a rough one.
Yeah.
They do feel like they throw that word around nowadays. I see all kind of people saying that word. And like I said, in my neighborhood, you would have got punched on sight. It didn't matter.
Hey, did you hear Joey? Remember earlier I told you, I was like, hey, I told Joey we're going live, and he said on Patreon. And I was like, is that how far behind this fool
30
is?
episodes.
And right now he just said he's 30 episodes behind. So,
Right?
oh, hey, you know what though? I dig that. That's, you know, like when I find a show I like Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, is one that I dig. And it's
Why is
cool
it a
when you,
secret?
it's that's just the name of it. But it's cool because like when I found that podcast, like I don't know how long ago, maybe a year, year and a half ago, they had like hundreds of episodes to go back and listen to. So I listened to every one of those, and it's cool. It's
How do you do
cool.
all that, bro?
I don't know. Wake up in the morning, throw on
How
my
much
AirPods.
bandwidth, as they say these days, do you have?
I wake up in the morning, throw on my AirPods, you know, freaking jump in the shower, you know, getting ready for work and stuff. That's like, I don't know, maybe like an hour or so. There's one podcast, you know,
But you listen
driving.
to something every time, all day while you're doing shit?
Most of the time, yeah.
Holy
Very
shit.
rarely do I not.
All right.
Yeah, so like, you know, I'm then driving to work like another 30 minutes or so. 30 minutes back, there's another episode. You know,
Yeah, no,
I'm
I
at
definitely
work.
do it when I definitely do it for sure when I'm driving, for
Or like
sure.
the other day, like yesterday, actually, you know, I'm picking up, you know, doing some dishes or whatever. I threw in Giannis Papas, Pappas, who's one of my favorite podcasters. Got to check that out, you know, caught up on him doing some dishes, you know. So just like for me, I think it's kind of like a, you get to just zone out. You know what I'm saying? So if you are doing dishes, it doesn't really feel like you're doing dishes. You're kind of, oh shit. Oh, like I even started last
Okay.
night listening to the Tom Segura audiobook. And that shit's pretty good. So yeah, I don't know. I just love fucking audio or oratory audio or whatever the fuck it's called.
Hey, real quick, I'm gonna fire off some fast ones because I got a lot and I know we're not gonna get to it. So I'm gonna go in turbo mode real quick. Ready?
Yep.
Dickie Davis talking about remodels, and he doesn't understand how certain remodels cost more than stick homes. And this is very, very, there's a very clear, simple explanation for that. But you have a background with some construction background. So I'm gonna give you a chance to respond to that statement first while I tune in.
I don't really know. I couldn't, you know, I'm guessing for one, there's demo, which one thing that bothers me, or not bothers me, but one thing that I think is funny is like people see these remodel shows and shit. So if they have to demo, they're like, ooh, I want to do that. Give me a sledgehammer or whatever. Dog, demo is a
That's not how that
pain in
works.
the ass.
You can't fuck up structures.
Dog, demo. And if you're going to demo a wall, you might have to get the, or okay, I guess I am kind of answering it. If you're going to demo a wall, you have to get the plans, make sure it's not a load-bearing wall, right? Making
So are you
sure.
saying
So
that that's part of the cost that drives it up versus the stick?
100%, because you're throwing up a home, boom, you have the blueprint. You have the materials, you fucking throw it up, right? If you're
Okay.
doing a remodel or even a remodel of a room or whatever, you're knocking out a wall. Okay, now you might have to move electrical. You're not putting it in from start to finish. You're moving it now. You're adding an outlet over here. You got to run more shit over here. Okay, you know what? We had an engineer look over the plans. This is a load-bearing wall. That costs money. Right. So now
But
you know we can't do this. We have to, you know what? We were going to take this wall out.
well,
Now
Carl.
we could take out maybe a portion of the wall, but not the whole thing. Or so, yeah, all that, all those changes and all those extra people you might need, people from the city to come out and look at it or whatever, people from, you know, you might have engineers looking at the structure. You might have to move electrical. You have to. So rather than having your shit all like dog, like it's like saying here, you go to the store and say, you know, I'm gonna buy all the shit that I'm gonna make a sandwich with. That's here. Boom, you come, you make it, it's perfect. Or
Right.
you wake up one morning, you do some shit, you're like, oh, it's time for lunch. I'm gonna make a sandwich. You kind of
Right.
have to scavenge, or is that even a word?
Well,
Scalve, you know.
but let me state the obvious though. Let me use your example of a sandwich. Are you buying the dollar cheap thin bread and in Bologna and you know what I mean, and fake cheese and making a sandwich, or are you going to go buy $10 loaf of sourdough with premium fresh cut non-processed turkey and organic Roma tomatoes. Like
non-GMO.
Let me state the obvious, right? When you're building a stick home, you're putting the cheapest of putting the cheapest of every appliance known to man that the contractors get at the contractor price in that bad boy. Like, you might have one or two builders that specialize in like a higher lower end and like a mid end, but no one is putting in no $10,000 refrigerator unless you're in a gated community. And whoa, so number one, when you're doing a remodel, you're gutting all that shit out.
Yeah, no, 100%.
No one replaces hot point with hot point.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's number one. And then he's Dickie Davis, and he's in L.A. Everything a bag of soil in Fresno costs $10. A bag of same soil in Santa Barbara is $22. All right? So you are in probably one of the most expensive areas in this country to go through a remodel.
Yeah.
What do you think the contractors living in his neighborhood need a salary to survive annually versus someone that has a $1,500 mortgage in Fresno?
Yeah.
So your contractor is like quadruple the price of, because he didn't go get workers from the Home Depot.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you go get people from the Home Depot, you just cut that thing probably 60%.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying the work's going to be perfect, and I'm not telling you that's the best idea to do. But what I'm saying is, I'm getting to the point that he's got a nice house, he's got a big home, and he probably hired a contractor who's not cheap. Fucking electricians are $150 an hour. Mechanics are $180 an hour. How many hours were put into work, and how big was that contractor's team? Everyone on his team probably made $25 an hour. So at least in LA, maybe 30. So if they made 30, you're paying each one of them $250 a day. And that's just in labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody knows that unless it's your homie, like I got homies. Okay. So I go buy the stuff at Home Depot, put it on Home Depot credit, 0% interest for 12 months. So I don't got to trust the contractor price, right? We keep labor in one column, right?
Uh-huh.
I take care of the supplies. You give me a list. I go to the store. It's pretty fucking easy. You can go on Home Depot and make a cart and share it with me. So there's no miscommunication that I need to have some special certification to buy your Wi-Fi plug.
Yeah.
All right. And you can put the cart, I can prepay online and I can go pick it up these days and it's ready to roll. No confusion. And so, but Rich isn't doing that. He's letting the contractor probably get all the stuff. He's probably upcharging him on the materials.
Yeah.
He's got some.
Even if, think about it, even if they charge you, and we did our shit when we were doing contract shit, we were doing our contractor shit at a very small scale. And they would still give us huge discounts on materials and shit, right?
So and you didn't give that to the customer, did you?
You give them, dog, no, because if you're giving them just the fucking, the sticker price, it might be up, you know, from your shit or whatever for
20, like, especially 30%. If
you're buying in huge quantities and shit, right? And you have that relationship, like we work a lot with Home Depot. And you're just by them giving you, oh yeah, this is how much it costs, you know, look at your shit. They could look on fucking HomeDepot.com or whatever, then they're actually getting it cheaper. You know what I'm saying? So it but really here's depends.
Here's the hustle. LA is by the docks.
Yeah.
That's where the shit comes in at.
Yeah. It should be the cheapest.
There is no cheaper place in America. I used to know a chick at Foodmex that worked in the produce department. And every Valentine's Day, she would take a week off. I might have even told this story on our show. She would take a week off and go to those LA docks and buy little stupid bears and hearts and balloons and roses for like 20, 50 cents each and come back and charge $20 a decoration and turn like two G's into like 13.
Mm.
And because she's going to the docks, you can't do that here. You can't do that in Fresno, but LA is where the cheapest shit's at.
Oh, you know what? Lisa said that Home Depot doesn't give contractors discounts anymore.
No, well, they give perks because I've been remodeling my house, Lisa, and they've been giving me 25% off of 500 or 75 off of 500. They just gave me a perk, a reward of 250 cash on my next visit. So you do get perks though.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, man, I was gonna say something and I completely forgot. Anyway, but you know what? Actually, you know what? To sum up that conversation, I think there's a few good points. first of all, you're not throwing it up from scratch. So there's a lot of there's demo. Then when you're throwing up new shit, there's different, I mean, engineers and shit.
That's let me ask you this. When you're building a track home, don't they just have someone come and certify the whole track?
Yeah. Right.
And it's and when you're doing a remodel, doesn't each thing that needs a permit need to be individually certified? Yeah.
And like you mentioned, you're not, if you're remodeling your shit, you're not going most likely with the lowest tier shit, right? You're going to make it the way you want it. It's your forever home. You're freaking going to make it how you want it.
One thing, and I hate last time, I want to interrupt again. Another thing too. In the hood, do you think that we get permits? Rich is probably permitted. He probably has more permits than he needs. Rich has got permits for his permits.
Yeah.
And that shit ain't cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, and like you said, it's always good. Like, Rich has, you know, his contractor that he has over for dinner and shit. Right. And I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying whatever, but it does help if you know somebody that, you know, maybe did work for that contractor, but maybe now he has his own shit and he's doing a side hustle.
I'm going to give you a picture later that you can choose to share on here if you want. Uh-huh. And this will give Rich Davis a way that, again, I'm a hustler. Okay. So I just had 6 LED lights installed on a Wi-Fi motion switch that I can control with Alexa. And they're dope. They're the can lights. I got 6 of them in a ceiling. Okay. Guess what I paid for that job? What do you think that job would cost?
I saw it.
What do you think that job would have cost Rich Davis? $1,500, 2 G's?
I would say minimum. Just for that, I would say like 5 G's.
Do you know what I paid for that?
What?
$350.
Damn.
The lights were $175, and Bagotz is $55 an hour he charges me when he comes and installs. Took him 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah, no, that's dope. And you know what? And the thing is, you want to do everything by the book as far as like, especially if you're going to resell and shit or whatever. But you know what the thing is?
Contractor. You know how I met him?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is if they work for those contractors, they're whatever, say they're even
that's
licensed
what he gets
or whatever,
paid to do 8 to 5 all day.
So, yeah, exactly. So when you have that, if they do have to come in, you know, when you are going to sell it, do an appraisal and look at fucking
they
open
don't,
up a
my
wall.
My dad was an appraiser. They don't pull permits.
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying if they did, I was an appraiser.
My dad, now don't get me wrong. If you did some crazy ass, I live on the east, my house in Fresno's on the east side, and everyone back there got an addition they built on in the back of their house that they don't have a permit for. That could be a problem.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But
especially
I had a room that came off of a kitchen that it had a pocket door this way and a pocket door this way. And all I did was make a wall on one side and put a regular door on the other side. And it's just like a small little room now. Do you think they're going to pull a permit on that? No, it looks natural. You can't tell that I did it. They're not going to pull a permit. Now you got some big old addition coming out and a second story in a track home that doesn't have 2 stories. Yeah, they're going to ask for it.
Yeah. And but no, definitely. But I think there is. And then
Lisa knows only for additions and bathrooms.
And then, yeah, definitely. And then Reinhardt made a good point. Think about it, dog. Think about if you're going to have your contractor go get that gas, go get the load or whatever of shit you're buying and stuff.
Right.
The prices of gas is out of control, too. So now you might say, you know what, instead of you charging me to go to Home Depot and bring it back and whatever, I might pay $75 to have that shit delivered, no matter if it's 50 tons of shit,
right?
You know?
Well, so and it's also, I'm glad you spoke on that. So let me add, I'm doing a little bit of landscaping and it's only 8 minutes away. It's the Valley Rock right here in Lompoc. They deliver for $35. Mm-hmm. I bet you ain't getting none delivered in LA or wherever, Sherman Oaks or wherever the hell he's at for no $35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably gonna hit you definitely. Like 200.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just, yeah, it's so many factors, I think, actually. Now
basically the main thing is he doesn't know someone coming over for $55 an hour, and he's not buying his own materials, and everyone that he has to pay makes a shitload of money because you have to live there. It's just, you know, and he's not buying cheap shit.
I wonder, dog.
Although he did on his TV. Oh, I had the same one, so I can say that.
Yeah. But what is it? 65, 75?
It's a 75. But yeah. But let me tell you this, and Rich, I don't mean to give you shit over this, but I'm also not going to say an 85 would have been obnoxious. Because who doesn't like bigger? Bigger is always better. Wiener, rims, TV, right? Don't play with me. Like, bigger is always better. I'd throw a 200 up there if I could afford it. Who wouldn't want to walk in and have like a whole wall TV? That shit would be dope.
Yeah. So everything you said is better when it's bigger, right?
I mean, tacos, plates of food.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. No, Lisa, no, you're right. Lisa said everything she has delivered gets damaged, and we did. So Bagotes also installed that big-ass 72-inch ceiling fan for me, and I had one that I had ordered, and yeah, the blades were broken on the one they delivered. But here's the plus. The one they delivered was only 60 inches. My local Home Depot in these small towns, they are super cool, and they don't challenge much unless you're just like obviously being dirty. So yeah. Not only did I tell her my sad story that, we went to install, he ran the wire, he did everything, and the blades were broken. It broke my heart. And you know what she did? She not only gave me credit right there on the spot, she gave me 40% off the one I went and picked out. So now I went from a 60-inch to a 72-inch, and it saved me like $50.
What are you rapid fire right now?
Okay, Covino talking about he could live possibly in Idaho. Not that he said he's moving. He just said he liked it out there. What do you think?
I can see that.
And Rich said he made friends in New Braunfels.
No, I could definitely see that happening in the not too distant future, you know, because I'm sure it is, dog, like a lot simpler life than LA. And if they did say they did get this, you know, $1 million contract from Fox Sports and they're like, hey, you and Rich can live wherever you want. You can do it remotely. You know, you guys have always done your shit remotely. And
yeah,
now you're getting, you know, this time slot or whatever. I think that it could happen because it's not like any of their families are coming out to see them in LA. So what's going to make it like, they were in LA, now we're not going to see them because they don't want to come to Idaho.
Which is confusing to me, though, too. Like, who doesn't want to go to LA for a vacation?
I know. And think about it. Think about how much you're saving. And if you fly to LA,
hotel,
and you have your family.
And Rich will pay for the ticket.
Yeah. So, but and that's what trips me out is that I'm like, I think Rich could settle in Texas and Covino can settle in Idaho, still do what they do, but on a remote basis. I think Spot would go back home to Jersey. And I think it would be, I think that's how it may be in the next 10 years or so, you know?
Yeah, no, I can live anywhere. My question was, can you live anywhere? I've lived in Coos Bay, Colombo lived. We did it in Coos Bay. I'll tell you this. He was there before I got there, so the tone was set. I can't take credit for that. But boy, when we were there together and we were turning up that little city, it was on. And I had a blast. And we come from a big city. And then, but yeah, we know how to go drink Heffenweisen and go to Goonies and play shuffleboard. We adapt. We're like night crawlers. We could fit in any situation.
Hey, have you ever played Pop Darts?
What's that? At the fair? Where you get a little cheap ass dollar frame picture for popping a dart?
No. I know what you're saying. No, there's this game that we played on Thanksgiving at one of the houses that we went to. Okay. And it's like darts, right? But it's a thing that you can actually like you stick it to like a table and you have ones that you throw and it's like kind of whoever gets closer, it's a point game or whatever.
Right.
And then but what's cool is you could play it, you know, you could stick it on the table. So it's up like a candle.
Right.
Or you could stick it to something like those dirty videos with the girls where they stick something to the wall.
Okay.
Right. So you could.
I know what you speak of.
So you could do that too. So you could play it like vertical, horizontal. You could play it, and it's a fun ass game, dog. It really is. I had a good ass time doing it. So shout out to Jordan, the dude that brought that to the pad when we went. But right. To answer your question, I don't know, dog. The only place I've ever lived is here, so I couldn't tell you. Oh yeah, I could live anywhere. I assume I can because you know once you get into your routine. It's just, you know, you go to work, you come home, you do this with the family, you do that. Like, and we're not even like a huge city. I think we're like a medium sized city, right? Uh-huh. We're not small. We're not in the country where we have one Walmart. I think during right now it's probably like 200.
Oh, that's not, that's good. That's like,
Yeah, it's
yeah,
good.
that's a big city.
It is. It's, I mean, it definitely over the last like 15 years has grown like a mother. But you know, for the most part, I think we run about like 150 maybe during the year. But like this time where it starts to get like our winter, which is right now, it is a high of 69 today, you know? So we get a lot of winter visitors from Canada and from, you know, all over the country. And so our population obviously increases. But you know, we're not, like I said, we have one stoplight, we have one Walmart. But we're not, definitely not Phoenix, not probably Fresno, not, you know, so I assume I could because we live a kind of simple life already. But I think we could go bigger or we could go smaller and I think we'd be okay. But I don't know. I don't know, Doug. My wife's lived everywhere, so I think
You
she'd be a
just
good one to ask.
the key is you just got to adapt. If you're moving somewhere smaller, you have to like stuff that they like. So when we lived in Coos Bay, they had the dunes out there. They had crabbing. We would go crabbing, and I'm not really a crabbing guy before I moved there, but I know how to do the shit now. You know, they had Heppenweisen and shuffleboard. You know, and then Humboldt was kind of similar because it was close to there. But like out here, they launch rockets. They got like a wine ghetto. You know, they've got dunes. Same thing. You just got to kind of go with the things that they got where you're at. If you do that, life's a little easier.
I don't want to be lost in the conversation. So what the hell is a wine ghetto?
They have a spot and it's like a cul-de-sac or two. And they got like 15 different little wineries right there. So you can kind of, but they're not wineries. So they're like, instead of like a winery on a farm where it's big and, you know, they got these big old buildings, they rent out like this retail space that, you know, it's like a bar space. And but they call it the wine ghetto. And so they're all right there. So if you want to go from like 8 to 5 on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever, you can hit them all up and walk.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, we do shit like that here with like taco stands and shit, you know? Like people have
No,
called it different things.
this is a retail. So the wine ghetto is not like we're gonna pull up certain trucks and maybe one day they're here, maybe one day they're not. No, they are in this cul-de-sac is
Like
retail
Cobra Kai.
buildings. It's a retail building. They pay lease. Like
Yeah.
it's a storefront.
Yeah, that's really cool though. I mean, I'm not a wine person, but
Me
that
neither.
sounds like something fun. I mean, cool.
But
Whatever, if you're into it.
I'm not a wine person either, but I got drunk out there a couple of times. I'm not gonna lie. I got hammered. It was fun as shit. And they let us order DoorDash and blow right there. Like it was cool as shit. And I'm not really a big rocket guy, but I'm gonna tell you what, if they launch rockets every 2 weeks, like and it's right from your backyard where you ain't even got to leave to look at it. Yeah, you start to think they're cool and you kind of get into it. And you start looking at the launch schedule and you start watching the shit. So
Yeah.
same thing. You know, if you move to Lompoc, there's 13 dispensaries. You better get a weed habit because it's cheap and they're everywhere.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't even know where how we got into that, but oh yeah, about Idaho and shit, right? You hear Rude Jude left Shade 45, Sirius XM, and yeah, while Rude Jude left, I guess basically they didn't fire him, but they didn't renew his contract. And he was not happy about it. And yeah, I guess, you know, Covino and Rich were saying, you know, if he hears this, cool, if not, whatever. But they were like, in the long run, he's got enough of a following to where he's gonna be okay. And right now it kind of sucks because nobody wants to have that, you know, feeling
Is
where,
he that tight though? What is his following? How many followers has he got? Let's see.
yeah, he's got a big following. Reinhardt's asking, did you
I
guys
don't
talk
like Rude
about
Jude either. I'm with Carl on that one. I never got into Rude Jude either. I don't know. He's just a loudmouth, raspy voice, nonsense speaker to me, but
Yeah, I
I
liked him.
don't.
I mean, I used to listen to his show back in the day,
What do you like
and
about him? What does he bring to the table? What am I missing out on? Sell him to me. Give me an elevator speech, man. Sell him to me in a minute and a half or less.
I don't know if I can because I fell off of him
Well,
too. But I
you.
liked him back in the day. I remember I got his book called Hyena. One of the few books I've read in my life,
You read
and
his book? Okay.
yeah, it was like this big. It was a little paperback.
Was it
But
just pictures or what?
no, dog, it was stories and shit. And about like one time he hooked up with this chick and he didn't know she was a little person.
It was a book full of all of his Instagram selfies, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't see his Instagram, so I don't even know. But no, but I used to dig him, and he was always real cool. Real interactive on Twitter and shit. You know, back in the day, he would bullshit and be like, I don't know, just really cool. Like,
so I what did they do? What went down? Because Lisa's saying that SXM disrespect the industry. What happened?
Well, there, I think part of what Lisa's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the fact that all the people that kind of made the company, as far as I mean, Jude's been there over 20 years, right? Covino, they dropped him down to part time, and he's been there over 20 years. You know, they got rid of Spot completely, right? Spot was there from 07, and they're like, "Hey, dog, you know,
I agree, but
thanks for your thanks for your help, peace." And what they're doing is they have, you know, they're still paying Stern like $300 million, you know, for his contracts. And what they're doing,
but
is
at some point they're going to do it to him too.
But they're replacing all of the, like
icons, the forefathers,
the broadcasters, yeah. With they're dropping in like a Kevin Hart, you know, show and a freaking whatever show and a Carrie Underwood's not a good one, but different people just because they have a big name, right? This is The Rock on SiriusXM show or whatever. You know, stupid shit like that where they're just throwing them because they have a big name and they're going to bring people. But the content, the quality, I feel like is going to take a shit because just because you have a celebrity doesn't mean that it's going to be a great show.
Right.
So I don't know.
I wonder how they survived, to be honest, because like Carl said right here, Rich is always talking about their subscribers and how many they have. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's only saying 34 million, and they're sending out offers for like $2 a month.
Yeah.
So even if they're getting $5 a month, that's 170 million a month. But think about all the people they got to pay. I mean, how much is that 170 million does Stern get if he's getting 300 million a year?
Yeah. I don't know if it's that much, but I know it's a shit ton. You could look it up if you want.
I just did. It's right here. In the second quarter of 2023, SiriusXM had 34.05 million subscribers.
No, I'm talking about the Stern numbers.
Oh, but think about it. Like
it's over 100 million, I could tell you. I mean, and that ain't cheap. That ain't cheap,
and,
you know?
And they peaked, in 2019. So with more and more iHeart and, you know, Spotify now, Apple Music, like they're like, Sirius was like the Walmart for a minute. And now you got the Winco, the Foodco, and all these other people taking a piece of the pie. So it's not that Sirius is going to necessarily go broke tomorrow, but it's in an industry now that is becoming diluted. So I don't know how they afford to keep all these people. And I totally agree. It's so let me explain. I'm, you know, a little older and I've been in some corporations. So let me explain. You said some key words and I'll explain those key words and why they're getting rid of these people, even though I disagree with it, because you're right. I think you should keep those people. What's that?
Colloquial?
No. How long was Rude Jude there?
20 some years.
How long Covino, Rich and Spot?
About 18 years. Yeah.
You think there hasn't been a change in leadership multiple times throughout that time? And at some point, the newest change of leadership has no loyalty to the other people. 100%. And they start to have a different vision. And I mean, I don't mean this towards anybody because I've been parts of a company and seen it many a times with people I truly care about, but they start to view them as dead weight. They've got a whole different vision. And these people don't align with it. And they always want to bring in their people and do things their way. Because it almost when leadership at that level who has the power to make those changes actually turns over, a lot of times they're felt like they need to make a statement and make it theirs.
Yeah.
And show what they're going to do different and how they differ from the person that they took the control from or took the reins from. And so after so many changes of that leadership, the vision has completely shifted.
Yeah, right.
And it should in a little bit. And it sucks because those people are casualties. And, you know, again, I'm not ever saying that that's okay or that the vision shift is the right choice. But everything changes. Go back 20 years ago. What'd your cell phone look like? You know what I mean? What did chicks on TV look like? What was the typical actor 20 years ago? Like no one was wearing skinny jeans. I mean, it's tough because so much change happens. And, you know, and then you start to get people, maybe this is younger. So maybe this dude's not in his mid 40s. Maybe the new leader's like 28 or 30, right? Some genius that they got on board. And it's just, there's always casualties when that happens. And it sucks.
You know, I'm just curious as to what Lisa means. She says, oddly, our guys are straddling that fence. What fence do you think she's talking about?
The one that was going to the spa in Colorado?
I don't know.
Camino was just watching. He wasn't straddling it. I don't know.
Oh, what you know you what,
mean, Lisa?
It's funny because I was listening to a podcast. I think it was Yanis Papas. Yanis Papas. It's Yanis Papas. But he was talking, dog. He's from the East Coast, and it reminded me of Covino and Rich so hard because when they came and I met them for the first time. No, when I met them for the first time, they couldn't get over how tall I was, right? And they were like, oh shit, iHeart and SiriusXM Patreon and Corporate Radio. Well, it was when I was listening to the show, they were like, the dude
doesn't
was
it
like,
feel like they've lost their control a little bit now? Like, what, so I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I want to ask you this. Because iHeart was Viacom before there was an iHeart, and they ran all of radio before Sirius and XM and what was the other one before they bought them? XM Radio and Sirius Pandora. Satellite.
And Pandora, huh? Yeah.
No, it was Sirius and XM, right? And then,
yeah, then they merged. Bought.
Okay, so in those days, I think traditional radio felt a threat because you could listen to it wherever you wanted to. Okay, and so I think Sirius for a while there was kind of a threat. But iHeart, with the development of the app and all the shit that they let you do now and all the stuff that they give you and the content for free that you can get anywhere where you can listen to an LA radio show on your phone while you're in Miami, where that didn't used to be possible. I think they've repositioned the industry and grabbed control, especially with iHeart. And now you've got Patreon, you know, indies, all the independents out there. I think the threat isn't there anymore, and it's just a matter of time before Sirius's demise, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think there's going to be a point in time business wise where they can't afford to throw that $300 million at Howard and to retain those big names, because the subscriber and the income is going to start to dwindle.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point.
And it doesn't, and I don't say that because I don't fuck with Sirius anymore because they don't fuck with Covino or Rich, and I don't need to fuck with Sirius. But it's not to say they don't have a good product. I'm saying that because there's more options,
mm-hmm.
and there's more free options, and there's more $4.99 Patreons. There's more, you know, Spotify's and podcasts, and it's just there's too much media. We are at a time in life where there is more media available to consume in multiple shapes and forms than ever before. You just told me you listen to a podcast every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much media would you used to do back in the day? Just play the same CD over and over?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So imagine just the amount of content you consume.
Yeah.
And that alone is going to take away from Sirius's dominance.
I don't know, Doug. I don't know how it tracks like your storage or some shit. But when it comes to your phone, if you look at Spotify and shit like that, I was just letting you catch up.
Dude, look at Bobby. Bobby, he's right. Radios are outdated, bro. You got to get the entertainment you want straight. Everyone's got ADD. I've got time to go to the nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Ocho when they go live, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to, because of my lifestyle, I have to listen on the go. So I just need to say, what am I in the mood for? Bam. Oh, they got, oh, have smut, they said. Boom. They got a new one. Bam. Oh, overpromised. Boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and you know what? It's funny that you say that, Doug, because I think that with podcasts and shit has replaced flipping through the channels of the TV as back in the day, you know?
Who's listening to the morning DJ?
Yeah.
Remember all the DJs you used to listen to on the cool station on the bus ride to school?
Yeah, yeah. I remember there was dudes here, I mean, that we used to listen to every night. There was Beaks and L Dog, and they freaking, right here on our local station, we had Little John. We had people that we would look forward to listening to. Now, Doug, you pull up your app and you're like, okay, I don't feel like listening to Tom Segura right now. I'm gonna check out freaking like you said, Half Smut, they said, or whatever. You check, you're flipping through the shit until you find something you want. So,
Well, think about the feature that even iTunes is doing now. Haven't you got those new little messages from iTunes? Hey, so-and-so just released a single. Before, you had to look at the poster, show up the day at the warehouse or Tower Records or whatever your local, I forgot the one on the West Side, what it was called, Jancy House of Records, right? You would have to show up on the day. Now they send you a message, hey, we're going to release E-40's new single. Boom, you hit the button. And if you're a subscriber, it just pops on.
Yeah, no, I remember, Doug, there was a website I used to go to back in the day just to see the upcoming albums, right? Or what was just released, so maybe I can go pick that up and then be like, okay, this one's coming out next Wednesday. Oh, hell yeah, I can't wait for it. Oh shit, like whatever. Now, Doug, like you mentioned, if even if you're subscribed like to that artist on, Spotify or Apple Music, it'll just add it for
Or
you.
social media, they'll tell you.
Yeah,
You're
it's
going to
work.
see 35 different posts from them. Hey, album support me, drop in. Toodles,
Yeah,
right?
100%. Yeah.
All right.
Let me see how to use your home space, Wizard John.
Hey, so oh, I got a question real
What's up?
quick. Do you think Rich got a SPB in his dirty sweatpants while he was at the game? That would have been awkward.
You know what though, Doug? I'll be honest. I think they were capping on him because they were saying
Were they
that
cool sweats or were they like joggers from Hanes from frickin'?
yeah, Doug, they if I'm not mistaken, they could have been Fruit
There
of the
weren't no
Loom.
Lululemons or like no
Doug,
like acceptable.
they were like Fruit of the Loom, like you wear to walk out and check the mail sweats.
Hey, because I got some joggers from Calvin Klein and them
No.
motherfuckers got zippers on them and they don't look like
No.
much, but those things are like 80, 90 bucks when they're
No.
full price and they're comfy and chill, but they don't look like the Hanes where you're tying the big old string where the washing machine wrap part of it. Now you're trying to fish it out from the other side. Is that what he wore?
Doug, okay, you know how like Kanye, Justin Bieber, these people will wear shit that looks like it's like 50 cents, but it's really like 2 G's, right?
They can do that.
Yeah, no, the
I
shit
think it's
Rich,
tacky as
no.
fuck, but they're what?
The shit Rich was doing was he was actually wearing the 50 cent ones. Dog, they were like terrible. If I could find a picture, I'll put it here in post and I'll send it to you. But dog,
Okay.
they were terrible.
Was he at least cool like Jay and pull up one sleeve?
Oh, you know what? They're on, you guys can check them out if you're on Patreon tier two. They did a Behind the Velvet Rope where they were checking out the house. Covino did it, where he's like, hey, check out the pad or whatever.
Oh yeah, I
And
seen that.
as he's doing it, Rich walks by, and that's where you're first, like, I think Covino's outside, like pointing at the house, and Rich comes up. Doug, they are weak. They are super weak. But anyway, speaking of Patreon tier two, Doug, did you want to do our giveaway right now?
She said, oh shit. Lisa says she's not wearing her Tor Nike sweats now. She's afraid to even walk the dogs.
Yeah, no,
Well,
it's pretty bad. I mean,
you know what though? But walking the dogs, I mean, if you're going to a doggy park, maybe not. You're
yeah.
doing a quick stroll around your block, 5, 10 minute walk, maybe. I don't know. There's conditions. I just.
No, the other morning, Doug, because I go, okay, it was actually Thanksgiving morning. I got up at 5 and I go, you know what? I'm probably gonna do some damage today. Let me go for a fucking walk, right? And so I got up, fucking threw on the ugliest sweatpants I have, dog. They were like 4 sizes too big. And but I go, fuck it. I'm just walking around my neighborhood. The sun hasn't come up yet, you know?
I just
So
wouldn't wear them entering a stadium with 65,000 people.
that's what I'm saying too, 100%. There we go. End of story.
I wouldn't even wear them to the bar. Like I
Yeah.
said, and let you know
Fuck
what?
no, I
Let
wouldn't
me
either.
add on to that. There's this local, whatever. I'm not even gonna get into it. She's a local chick. We always sit at the bar, and she's pretty. She is. She's very, 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 very pretty, but she's arrogant. And no bullshit. One night she literally wore sweatpants and she rolled them at the waist and a wife beater tank top.
Sounds kind of hot.
Kind of was. But Dickie should not
Yo,
be
that's not
doing
my
that.
point.
Dickie shouldn't be. No, but it was also like you're still like taking a step back and you're like, I mean, that is total perfect loungewear. You know, and like even if you were checking the mail, probably not a big deal. But did you just really go to the main bar on a Saturday night wearing that? Like, and slides. And then she was in slides.
Fuck.
Oh, you missed out.
No, I just remembered something. But anyway, you know what? We're gonna be giving away a fucking Patreon tier two today. Do you want to? When do you want to do that?
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it now.
In party mode. Let's get the fucking party started.
All right. Let's go ahead. We have, for those of you that are listening, may not be fans of Covino and Rich, or maybe you are and you freaking want to give a you know, you're trying to get your friend to listen or whatever. We're giving you guys the opportunity to win a tier two, Covino and Rich, tier two, Covino and Rich Patreon subscription for a month, for the month of December. So, we had a bunch of people enter. I don't even know how many people there are right here, but we're going to, I'll share my screen, dog. We can, and we can do this shit. Let me see.
Even Reinhardt's. Reinhardt said other people were sporting Crocs, but he had to step his game up. Western wear, button ups, and jeans. What are starched jeans?
All right. I don't know. Oh, yeah. When you starch them, when you're pressing them.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, starch... yeah. Okay. There you go.
All right. Well, here we go. Tell me if you can see this, Kukui. Can you see the...
No, I can't. Somehow I lost our vision and... at least right. If you got Crocs right now. All right. Yeah, I can see it now.
Okay. You can see it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Time for the after show, but later. Tier 2 Covino and Rich Patreon giveaway for the month of December 2023, the last month in the year 2023. What we're going to be doing is giving you guys the opportunity to either win it yourself or give it to somebody that you'd like, want them to check out Covino and Rich, and they might be subscribers for the whole year of 2024. The good thing about that is if they like in December and they say, you know what, I'm going to get Covino and Rich in 2024, you can actually get an annual subscription. So you don't have to worry about paying every month or whatever. So I think it's the perfect time for us to do this giveaway. We have, you know what? I'll have you go ahead and count me down. Let me know when you want to get this shit going.
All right.
Count it down.
Let's do it.
Three, two,
One. Let's go. All
right. Here we go.
Holy mother nuggets.
I'll let you call out the winner.
All right. It's spinning.
Oh.
Scott Stewart, you are the winner.
Scott Stewart won the Covino and Rich Tier 2 Patreon subscription.
Scotty Stewie or Stewie Scott's.
We will be reaching out to Scott if for some reason Scott says, hey, you know what? I'm cool. You know, give it to somebody else or whatever. We'll do this again later in the week. So just look out for our social media, everything at Aftershow BL. But for right now, Scott Stewart, you are the winner of the Patreon Tier 2 Covino and Rich subscription.
Congratulations.
All right, now how do I stop this shit? All right,
there we go.
We're back. And we're back. Let me see. And okay, now I just want to make sure the audio is still being shared. See? So tell me if you can hear
Santa
this.
Came to the chat.
Okay, cool. All right, so
Chopper wants to say hi real quick.
Hey, big girl.
Back in action.
So now we're back. Got that done. So congratulations, Scott Stewart. That's something very cool.
That was dope.
We have, I don't know how much longer you want to go, but we have, there's one thing that they brought up that I think is very, very true. Dated, there's drinks that are either regional or dated, and definitely it makes you look dated.
Regional, yes.
So, definitely. So, what are some things that you can think of that are either dated or regional?
You ever been to the bar or a brewery or anywhere and ordered a Hef?
Ordered a what?
Heffenweizen?
Nah, I don't even know what that is.
Regional. I mean, it's good beer, and beer aficionados will probably disagree with me that it's regional because it's a Heffenweizen and they have good beer, but Bay Area, Northern Cal, Southern Oregon, it's big. When me and Bo used to go to the bar, we would just drink the Hef. It's an unfiltered wheat beer. It's like a real bright yellow, and sometimes they got chunks at the bottom.
Mm.
regional. But if you went to Texas and you went to like some little hillbilly town in Texas or North Dakota, or you know what I mean, or a little town in Colorado, maybe not Denver, but yeah, you say, hey, give me a half, they're gonna be like, huh?
Yeah. Well, just like when Covino asked for a black and tan.
Right. No, because hey, if you go to Goonies right now in Coos Bay, Oregon, and you sit at the bar and they'll say, hey, what are you having? And you say, hey, give me a half. They're gonna know exactly what you're talking about. Even most other places, you're gonna have to say hef and wisen.
Yeah.
You know,
a hef and half?
A half and half. Isn't that what that one guy in Idaho ordered?
A half and half.
But no, I black and tan. I don't know if that's regional or it might be. To me, I might have to lean more dated because I remember black and tans. I know exactly what he's talking about. And one's with Bass Pale Ale, one's with Newcastle. I know exactly what they're talking about. But maybe in Ida, no, they don't.
I don't know either. I didn't know. And is that something that's still common people are drinking, or is that from back in the day you remember?
Well, that was my question even to myself when I was listening to the show, and he said Bass, because I was thinking Newcastle, but he's right. An actual black and tan is with the Bass Pale Ale. And I had a buddy that his dad used to drink Bass every night. And when I first got into retail and grocery, we sold Bass like crazy. When I got out, I can't tell you the last time I seen a six pack of Bass. So I don't even know if they sell Bass anymore, or even Pete's Wicked Ale for that matter. So I don't know. If we don't have Bass in Fresno, they probably don't have it in Idaho, but where did it go?
You know what? This week I was sharing some, I don't know. I was listening to some throwback music. I had like X-rated Tech N9ne. I was sharing them with the Instagram story. So, RBL Posse, we had, mm-hmm. There's a Bluebird on My Shoulder. Can I kill it? And, you know, it's funny because you never know like who's watching your stories or who can relate, because dog, that was shit where I was like, I'm gonna throw this up. I'm like, and if they see these songs, they might think Kukui is, you know, throwing them up, because they're shit that I don't think I talk about really that I dig. And it was funny because Andrew Sims, you know, one of the Carls, he went ahead and he was, dog, we had a nice little chat about that music from that era and those artists and whatever. And I was like, oh man, that I never would have taken Andrew Sims for somebody that digs that kind of music. And which I think me too. I don't think people really take me for somebody that listens to it. But I don't know. I've only known him from his comments in the chat and stuff, and then like a few pictures I've seen on social media and stuff. And I don't know. I don't know if you ask me what do you think he was into, I don't know. But this music.
Well, Bobby's asking you, what are you into now? What rappers are in your playlist?
I honestly don't dig a lot of new shit. So it's hard for me now. It's hard for me to say new people.
What do you listen to? What's on your playlist?
I have so many. What I've been on lately is, watch here. Let me pull up. What I've been on lately is fucking Mexican music. So let me show you from my Mexican playlist. Shout out to Lou Dog for hitting me up with a couple of them. Shorty Party. Let me see. There's El Amor de Su Vida, Grupo Frontera, Grupo Firme, Carol G, Ozuna, Cristiano Dal, Peso Pluma, Maná. So, some old and some new music mixed into that Spanish mix. So yeah, I mean, honestly, rappers, I don't know. I can't really think of shit that I've listened to, like rap shit, newer shit on the playlist. And if you say what's on it right now, I just made like a fucking, like the shit I was talking about, the X-rated, the fucking, there's a Bluebird on My Shoulder. I started a playlist and I called it fucking, what did I call it? I called it, oh no, this is that one. I called it like throwback Rolas or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, right now I'm fucking with Larry June.
Oh, Loked Rolas is what I called it, dog.
Larry June, he got that Night Shift out, plus all his shit slaps. E-40 got a new one out, The Rule of Thumb. That one's out. I'm just looked at my Apple right now, and they're trying to tell me that Gold Toes presents, which Gold Toes is from 17 Reasons, Bay Area Flavors, the single got Too Short and Burner. Let's click on that real quick. Jay Diggs, I fuck with Doobie, should the Sugar Wolf Pimp. Though that's what I listen to, just like, for me, I don't know, man. There's just got to be messages in it, or it's got to have some game. I don't like to, I don't know. That's just where I'm at. But that's the stuff that I've been listening to, especially like, what's his name? Like, for me, Larry June, he's kind of evolved where he's talking about smoothies and mineral water and taking hikes and getting a $500 den and writing it off on taxes and, you know, and grown man shit. Like, he put some grown man, you know, lyrics in his songs where he's still talking about getting money and doing his thing, but it's shit I can relate to. Burner, I can relate to Burner on a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what's in my playlist. Like, a lot of these people that are rapping, they're only talking about weed. They're only talking about diamonds. They're only talking about girls. Like, they got to evolve. They've been repeating that since the 80s. And even when the 80s and 90s, when the rappers that were doing that, I shied away from that too. I listened to the Two Shorts and the E-40s and the Mac Dre's and the Messy Mars and the Game Spitters, the Keek, the Sneaks, you know, Brother Lynch Hung, like you said, X-Rated, Sebo. Anyways, DJ Quick.
There, you know what? I just want to, I had, what, Bobby Tipton just mentioned something. I had someone ask if we had a school dance when I slapped E-40. So when they were at a school dance, so people were asking back then.
But he got the new shit, though. Like, his new shit is still relevant. Like,
somebody asked him recently.
Yeah, not like, the new shit, though. But see, a lot of his new shit, though, he'll feature the current artist.
Yeah. Well, like, just like I was talking to you, about E-40 and what's that fucking dude's name that he's like Filipino and he's like a barrier rapper.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's some other dude. I forgot what his name is, but I've seen that a lot of the dudes like that are featuring these people, or even those people are featuring the older artists and kind of that crossover shit, you know?
Well, and I hate to say it, I'm gonna go ahead and call it, but E-40 not only still spits, he owns E-40 tequila, Earl Stevens wine. He's got the goon with the spoon ice cream and hot dog links, and they're in Costco. Like, E-40, he's at the Warrior game. They call him Front Row 40. They play his theme song about the Warriors, and he's front row every game. E-40's at the Niner game. He got songs that the Niners use for theme songs. E-40's still been relevant. So anyone that talks shit about fucking E-40, to me, they're just a hater, because he does nothing but positivity. He's still full of game, and he's successful in like 14 different channels, even when it comes to music as well. So I don't even know how someone knocks someone like that, they got their shit cracking off and like all these different things going on, and they don't go at nobody and they're just doing their thing. You got to look at that cat.
So if E-40 is the goon with the spoon, what would you call Rich Davis?
The dork with the fork.
There we go. the dork with the fork.
Politely, Rich, respectfully.
In all good fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so is there anything else? Oh, you know what, Doug? And I there's a few people that I want to shout out real quick that gave love to the Tier 2, you know, contest. And just to promote it, they were giving it thumbs up and shit or whatever. So I have a few honorable mentions. Davey Barra, Carl Reinhart, my sister, Andrew Sims, Lisa, Funky Monkey, all the people that usually support us and shit. So and some new ones, too. So I thought that was really cool, man.
Yeah. Well, and shout out to everybody in the chat. Bo, Bobby Tipton, Reinhart, Lisa. I mean, you know, thanks for chiming in. It's always a better show when we get interaction. I mean, it just is, you know.
And then
so,
Joey in Texas, Joey, even though he's 30 episodes behind, he's decided to join us live.
That's all right.
So he'll hear this probably about June.
He made this chat better when he chimed in. So no, we appreciate that. The engagement, it gives us a different kind of, you know, level to the show.
Yeah, no, I hella appreciate it too. So but yeah, what else you got? Do you have anything else? Should we wrap it up? How are we doing?
No, hell no, I got some shit.
All right, let's go.
All right. No, yeah, there's the Idaho Black and Tan. We covered that. Rich's breakfast burrito. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. What happened?
I guess he ordered when they were out. He ordered fucking breakfast burrito, and he was like, he asked the waitress, and she said she kind of encouraged it a little bit. And then he was
disappointed. And then it tasted like shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Rich, do something that they're good for out there. Don't try to. You live in LA. Why are you getting breakfast burritos in Colorado? Get a bagel or get something that they do. You know what I'm saying? Like get bacon, egg, eggs. That's not. Don't try new shit in places like that, even if it is Denver. Because even out here, bro, they got the tacos here are not the same as Fresno.
Doug, I'm freaking starving right now. It's 1:40 here in
Me
Arizona.
Too. No, I'm
and
starving
I
too.
Haven't eaten today. And now you talk about all that shit. I'm like, I kind of want some eggs. I kind of want some breakfast. I kind of want, you know, so.
I'm about 10 bong rips deep and I haven't had nothing. And so that makes you feel like one of them little kids on TV back in the 90s when they had the commercials. I'm hungry as shit.
Oh, man.
And then, hey, so I got another one. So
what's
then
up?
Spot, did you hear him say that nobody likes turkey anymore?
I don't remember. But I've never really dug turkey, so it's not like anymore.
I do. I do once or twice a year. If we make it on Thanksgiving, we won't on Christmas, once or twice. Get that damn bird.
You know what? I think the key to it is cooking it correctly, because I had it this year, dog, and it was not as dry as I've had it in the past, and it was really freaking good. It was really good. So shout out to Heather and Brian that made it, that we grubbed at. So that we went to their pad and it was really good. I think Brian's the one that made it.
Shout out to the Golden Corral, because your shit was juicy. I was over here flying solo. I had to go hit the buffet for $25, but shout out Golden Corral.
There you go. Hey, they had all the shit. You know what? That's pretty dope. Though,
I even got steak. They even had steak. They had steak, ham, turkey, roast beef, stuffing, hush puppies, fried shrimp, fried chicken. They still had their taco and burger bar.
Dog, you're messed up. I'm starving. That sounds bomb.
And I was a baller on a budget. You know why?
Why?
Because we'll go there for business lunches once in a while. But just like every program, they got rewards. I had a $20 coupon. That shit cost me $2.59 for the drink.
Oh, damn.
Bucks now, spending $150 on Thanksgiving stuff. I spent $2.59.
Dang, that is the way to do it. Hell yeah.
But the way on the turkey, real quick, get the turkey, get you some Best Foods mayonnaise. Give that bad boy a light glazing. Just give it a light glazing. Get a seasoning of your choice. I'm telling you, you should get the Chef Marito chicken or, get you some Tony Cacciatore Cajun. But you get the seasoning of your choice. But hit that bad boy with a light coat of mayonnaise. Rub that bird down. Finesse it in the crevices, cracks. Do what you got to do. You want to stuff it, go get you some Pepperidge Farm stuffing. Follow the directions and stuff it. If not, don't. I know people put, Mito puts sodas in his, and he puts, the vegetables in like a can of soda. I know that works really well, but I'll just hit it with that. Season it. Get you some Tony Cacciatore's. There's this Cajun buttered liquid butter. Stab that damn bird. Stab the
Cajun
drumsticks.
Cacciatore? What'd you say?
Cacciatore.
Oh,
catch.
Okay.
Like catch,
okay.
Like, hey, I'm going to throw you the ball. Catch it.
Oh, it. Okay.
Tory like Joe. Catch a Tory.
Okay. Phase three a Tory.
Okay.
Catch
so stab it and just inject it with the whole bottle. Make sure you get, the breast, boom, the everywhere. Stab that bad boy. Put it in the fridge. Let that bad boy marinate so it all kind of binds for like, maybe you do that the night before. Next day, before you put that bird out, let it get to close to room temperature. Not room temperature, but just don't have it all cold. Get you the turkey bag, throw the flour in, put the 8 slits like they tell you to, read the chart, look at the tag that your bird was, how much it weighed, add it up with the time on the damn box, and boom, you'll have your ass a juicy turkey. I promise.
Damn, that sounds so good.
I promise. Follow the directions on the box. If it says 18 to 24 pounds for 3 hours, throw it in there for 3 hours. Don't overthink it. It don't need to go 3.5 where they tell you it needs to go 3.5. They've been selling turkey bags for a long time. All right. The times are right. If your bird falls within that bracket, that son of a bitch will be done. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Doug, I don't want to go and make a full ass turkey right now, but I think I might run with my daughter to Albertson's right now because it's about 2 minutes away. Two minutes away.
Lisa said Golden Corral's closed. The one in Fresno, fucking they closed it. Reinhardt says, I'm reading some comments. Reinhardt says he don't like turkey. I do the juicy turkey. I don't like bunk turkey, but I do like prime rib. Save Mart, Bobby, I worked with his pops at Save Mart. We do it at Save Mart. They do a prime rib. They put the savory blend of seasonings and put rosemary and garlic underneath it and tie it down. We get down with those. I cooked that a couple times on the grill. I'm in Santa Maria. I think for Christmas, we're going to do some tri-tips over some red oak wood.
I just want to go get a rotisserie chicken.
What's that?
I just want to go get a rotisserie chicken at this point. Just go get it. It's done. Bring it back home and grub.
Funky Monkey said clam chowder bowl. And I think I do. I want to go to Morro Bay and give me a clam chowder bowl.
I've never had a clam chowder bowl.
Really?
I've had bread bowls, but like broccoli and cheddar, shit like that. Never clam
Oh
chowder.
yeah, you know, out here what they'll do is they get a sourdough bread from San Luis Sourdough. They get these bowls, and look at see, Bobby's the griller at Save Mart right now. See? They got a little. Some of the Save Marts actually have a deli in back where they'll fucking cook you some tri-tip and do all kind of crazy shit. See, he knows the prime rib shit. But anyways, Spot said that in one-on-one conversation he thrives, but in large groups he tends to get quiet. Do you get like that, or did you catch that, or what?
I don't know. Because okay, so when we were at a wedding a couple weekends ago, we were freaking dancing and having a good ass time or whatever, right?
You dance,
And
bro?
fuck yeah, dog, I get
Really?
down. So freaking my girl had some of her like employees for cheer.
You just broke a lot of people's heart, Reinhardt. You know that? That was
What do you
pretty
say?
messed up comment.
What do you say?
Ooh, and Lisa made turkey pot pie. Oh, that sounds good.
What
He
did
said he
Reinhardt say?
don't
I don't have the
care if it's
chat.
moist and rolled in gold. Turkey is bunk. What Reinhardt said. You're a
Yeah.
dick, Carl. You know that?
That was actually no. I can't agree with
I'm
that
just
because I'm not a
playing.
fan of turkey. But when I had it, when it was moist and good, that shit was bomb.
I respect the comic because that shit's funny as hell. But no, so Spot doesn't thrive in large conversations,
Yeah,
large
I don't.
groups.
I don't know, Doug. I don't. I get. I do. I don't. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know if I thrive in large groups of people I don't know. At that point, you've got to kind of read the room and you know, kind of assess like where you should chip in or, you know, contribute to the conversation or not. You definitely don't want to try to dominate in a conversation a room of people you don't know, but
Yeah.
you also don't want to feel like you're not part of the conversation at all. So it's a, I try to assess it and read the room and try to create a healthy balance,
I'll
but
tell you when I did it, when I fucking I'll let you say your butt real quick.
well, but if it's with people you know, like with you know, like if me and Columbo and Brendan and Tip Dog and Goldie and Bobby and you know, even Bobby, that's Tip Dog's son, but he knows us well enough that if he's kicking it with us, he's gonna jump in the conversation, bro. He's not gonna sit there and be quiet. So I
Yeah.
think that you know, it also depends on who are you with and what's your relationship to the people you're with, too.
And just Funky Monkey, you can eat shit because
I
I do
think
other
she's right.
dances
I think
besides
she's
the
right.
Macarena, okay?
Hey, you do the vanilla ice slide, huh?
I don't even know what that is, but I bet you I could fuck with it. I bet you I get
I do the ghetto two-step and that's it.
I might have to fucking I might have to never mind.
I
Fuck
would
it.
never be on No America's. I mean, and I respect it because I know some people that can get down and that's where the ladies are. So like that's why I get out there. I had to perfect my little ghetto two-step so I can get in on the scene. They can smell my Creed cologne and then I can just take it home after that. But I don't know. I don't,
Hey, you know
you
what though?
know.
I agree with Bobby Tipton right here because he said, I hate it when people are silent in a group setting. If there's somebody, dog, like one person that's just not saying shit,
They're gonna
like
poison
even,
your
because
ass.
there's people that aren't, trying to steal a spotlight, but they're still contributing, a little bit. If
Do they
somebody's
have
just
a three? Is
silent,
it a three-phase light?
dog, if somebody's fucking silent, I'm like, what the fuck that dude got going on over there? Like, what's he doing? What's his deal? Is he fuck, is he a fucking cop? Is he a fucking,
He ain't drinking because he's trying to take advantage of
Does he
somebody.
know somebody that I fucking know that, or, you just start to get
Is he
suspicious of
live
people.
streaming on the book right now?
My daughter would say it's sus.
That's what the people say.
Carl Reinhardt only country dances.
Yeah.
Don't break my heart, my
My
achy
achy
breaky
breaky
heart.
heart.
That's
Oh.
how I picture Carl Reinhardt there doing that little heel touch, where you tap
That's
your heel.
a lot of
Dun,
Oregon
dun,
shit.
dun, dun, dun,
Again,
dun, dun, dun.
remember I told you where you go, you got to get in where you fit in and kind of
Yeah.
do their shit. Oh, the goon, I'm telling you, there's a lot more of that going on in Goonies than there is the Thizzle Dance, I promise.
Oh,
Yeah, where's your dancing TikTok at?
just go check out DZF Doggy.
That's
But
great.
I think, dog, I think that's pretty much it. I don't
I
have a
think
whole
that's
lot
it.
left after show,
Nope.
but later.
Chapo, it's walk time for Chapo Jenkins. We're gonna go to the beach and take us a little hike. So he's ready. Lisa says
So,
she's quiet and observing. See, I like
yeah.
to observe too. I like to assess. I am not. My name is not Todd Shaw, but I do like to get in where I fit in. So I like to
and
try
you
to,
like to keep it short
and too short sometimes. But I definitely like to assess. I don't want to be the loud, obnoxious one trying to make conversation that makes everyone feel awkward. So if it feels comfy, I'll chime in. If not, I'm probably going to go outside and fire one up and then come back and reassess.
With that, it's the after show, but later, episode number 215. We appreciate, I said appreciate, dog. I got all Mexican.
The feds.
We appreciate you guys chiming in on the chat, joining
yes,
us live,
we do.
Or like, you don't ever say future dude. If you're future dude and you're checking this out, thank you guys as well. Yeah, and reach out to, I think, Scott Stewart, right? We'll reach out and give him that free tier 2 Patreon subscription for the month of December. So we appreciate you guys. We will see you guys in episode number 216.
Later.
It's Boys D, it's El Cucuy, and Baseline Trey. Let's go.
Thank you, guys. Road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. Yeah.